Now, a true story taken from the pages of the magazine Modern Romances. Our story, Goodbye, Darling, opens in the lobby of an English hotel.
Is there any mail for me?
No, I don't see anything, Miss Martin.
Are you sure?
There's another delivery due any moment if you'd care to wait.
Thank you. I'll wait in the lounge.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I guess I didn't look where I was going.
Oh, that's all right. It was my fault anyway.
Say, you're an American. You got the ATS outfit on, but that accent's pure Yankee.
Yes, but please...
Don't let this RAF uniform fool you either. I'm a Yank, too.
Are you?
Oh, it sure seems good to talk to an American girl for a change.
I suppose so.
Oh, I guess you don't feel the same way.
Oh, it's not that. It's just that I've been waiting days for a message from someone, and I'm worried...
Oh, say, you are in a bad way. You sit down here. Let me get you something.
Oh, there's the mail coming in. Would you go over to the desk and ask whether there's something for Carl Martin?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be right back. Oh, here you are, Miss Martin. It was right on top of the pack.
Oh, thank you.
Is that the one you were waiting for? Bad news?
Yes. Jeff, the man I was engaged to... Missing on active duty, believed dead.
Well, if he's just missing, I wouldn't take it too seriously.
The War Office doesn't say that unless it's pretty serious. Oh,
oh, now, look, let's get out of here. I got a Jeep just outside the door here. Come on, now, it's just a little way now. Ah, here we are. We'll hop into this and I'll ride you around till you feel better.
And that was how I met Bob Fallon, or Tex, as he was called by everyone. Dad was in the consular service and very busy when I joined him in 1939, after Mother died. So I signed up with ATS. When I met Tex, I was doing predictor work at an aircraft battery outside Kingston. Tex was stationed at a dispersal field nearby. We spent all our free time together. With his simple charm and gallantry, he helped me forget my grief. And as time went on, I realized that I was falling in love with him. It wasn't war love, something snatched at desperately in the midst of fears and tension. That was what I'd felt for Jeff Graham. This was the kind that makes a woman want to mother a man's children, to keep house for him, the love that brings deep faith and contentment. One night, we were out riding when he stopped the car on a deserted, elm-shaded road.
Well, we must have run out of gas.
Oh, I happen to know that old American gag.
Okay. But my gosh, woman, just look at that moon.
Yeah, it's a real bomber moon, isn't it?
Well, let's forget all that and pretend that that's a Texas moon. Coral, honey, you know I'm crazy about you, don't you?
I kind of hoped so, because I feel the same way about you.
Well, Coral... And you'll marry me?
Oh, let's not talk about marriage.
Why not?
We've been so happy together, Tex. Maybe I'm superstitious, but I'm afraid to spoil it. Let's not make any plans. I made them with Jeff.
Oh, gosh, honey, I forgot all about Jeff. If you still feel that way, I'll just draw a stake.
Wait a minute. You don't understand. If Jeff had come back, I'd have married him and been proud to. And no doubt I would have been happy with him if I hadn't met you. I never loved him the way I loved
him. Oh, jeepers, that's all I wanted to know.
Oh, Dick.
Darling, when we've sent Mr. Hitler where it belongs, you and I are gonna sit like this under a great big moon down in Texas. Cicadas are singing and magnolias blooming by the fence rail.
And then Tex was called for duty, and once again I lived through the horror of suspense. Only this time it was worse. For days and weeks, I heard nothing. Then a message from a hospital where many cracked-up airmen were sent. An unidentified one in a delirium had been calling for me. I commandeered a motorcycle and rode recklessly out there, praying over and over. Oh, dear God, let Tex live. Please, let him live. My heart sank when I saw that poor bandaged figure in the bed. I couldn't see his face at all. I went close and said softly, It's Carl, dear. How are you?
Carl? Oh, how good it is to hear your voice after all this time.
Jeff. It can't be. It can't be you, Jeff.
I know I look ghastly, darling, but could you kiss me? Oh, thank you, dear. That's what I've been dreaming of. It's what kept me alive. I'll probably look jolly queer when this bandage comes off. But they can do wonders with plastic surgery, can't they, Carl?
Yes, of course they can.
And they have artificial legs now? So clever you'd never know there was anything wrong. Of course, I won't be able to ride or play tennis or swim. All the things we used to do together. Remember?
I remember.
Oh, but you won't care too much, will you, Carl?
No, of course not.
Ah, and you'll come to see me often.
Yes, Jeff. And as soon as you can be moved, you must come to Moresby and stay with Dad and me. We have a little house of our own now.
Oh, thank you, Carl. You're sure I won't be too much trouble?
Of course not, Jeff. What else could I say? What else could I do? The war had broken his life and his body. I couldn't break his heart and his spirit, too. His face, when they took off the bandages, was dreadful. The new leg was clumsy and troublesome at first. Jeff would grin apologetically as he stumbled about learning to use it. And he was gamely planning for the future. Our future together. One night after Dad and Jeff had gone to bed, an air alert sounded. I was going around the house making sure the blackout curtains were tight.
Carl! Carl, honey, surprise!
Tex! Oh, Tex, where have you been?
Military secret. You glad to see your old man, honey?
Oh, darling.
I wangled a 2-week leave as soon as I got back. Only stopped long enough to get this. A ring for you. You know, the ring you like?
Oh, Tex. Wait a minute. Please be quiet. There's someone here. I've got to talk to you. Jeff came back.
Jeff?
Yes, and he doesn't know about you. He thinks I'm going to marry him.
Why didn't you tell him about us?
Wait until you see him. You'll understand.
But you're not going to marry him, are you?
What else can I do? Oh, don't look like that, Tex. Forgive me, darling. Believe me, I feel just the way you do. But you must see him. You must see for yourself, and then you'll know why I can't let him down.
Well, I guess I'm the one that got the surprise tonight.
Listen. That was the back door slamming, I think. Tex, do you suppose... Come along, Tex.
All right.
He's gone, Tex. Jeff is gone. Oh, Tex, you don't think he hurt?
Come on, honey. We got to find that fella pronto. Jeepers, a man's likely to do something crazy. I got a Jeep outside.
But the Jeep was gone. Jeff must have taken it. We wandered through the pitch dark of the blacked-out streets, hopelessly looking for Jeff. But it was no use. As we reached the house, a dispatch rider was waiting with a message.
A letter for Miss Coral Martin.
Here. How did you get this?
Oh, Lord love you, miss. It happened so quick, I can't hardly say. We had the fighters on the apron, warming them up, and the gentleman come shooting up in a Jeep. That's my plane, man, he says. He shoves that note into me hand and told me to deliver it at once. Then he hops into the plane and he's off down the ruddy runway.
What happened?
He shot down 5 of them before they got him. I've never seen the like of it.
Oh, Tex, I wonder... Carl, dear, you should have told me, but God bless you for not. Even if I had been the way I used to be, I could never have been worth the sacrifice you were ready to make. It makes me feel humble and proud and happy to think you would have done such a thing. I'm leaving England for good. But first I'm going to try my hand at flying again. If I don't come back... Please remember me, but only as a dear friend who is infinitely proud to have known and loved you. You made these last weeks wonderfully happy for me. Goodbye, darling. Good luck to you and the lucky chap. And God bless you forever. thumbs up. Jim.
Jeepers. What a man.
Thank you, Ted. There isn't time to wait or mourn too long these days. Tex and I were married the following week. We had just 2 weeks together before he had to return to his post. I don't feel anxious or afraid anymore somehow. Not about anything. I know that Tex will come back and that someday we shall be together in that Texas moonlight. I know that everything will be all right in the end. The war and us and everything. Beasts like Hitler can't last when there are men like Jeff and Tex in the world.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio, and I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas. And now for our second romance drama. Love Tales was syndicated by Bruce Ells Productions and ran a total of 39 episodes. And so...